Welcome to day 220. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Now, we learned yesterday about the Isser, the prohibition of destroying or ruining Truma in any way. And our Mishnah today is going to give another example of what might be considered destroying or ruining Truma. And it really plays off of the second Mishnah that we saw yesterday that had to do with the juice that comes from Truma. Is that juice considered like Truma itself? Such that if a Zar, a non-Kohen, were to drink that juice, would it be like that Zar actually drank Truma itself? Our mission is going to continue on a similar line of thinking, but not from the perspective of the Zar, the non-Kohen who consumes it, but instead from the perspective of the Kohen himself. Says Mishnah Gimel, Ein Osim Tamarim Devash. A Kohen who receives Truma dates is not allowed to turn it into date honey. Velot zapuchim yayin. If receives apples that are truma, is not allowed to turn it into apple juice. Velot zespanios chomates. Not allowed to turn a certain type of grape into vinegar. Ushar kol haperis. And similarly, regarding all fruits, ein mishanen osam mibriyasan ba truma u'maiser sheni. Regarding all fruits that have the status of truma or maiser sheni, you are not allowed to change them mibriyasan from the way in which they were created. Meaning to say, from their natural state. If you do, that's like ruining the truma fruit. We know that a kohen is only ever allowed to eat or drink or anoint with truma, not ruin truma, and this would be considered like ruining truma. But there is an exception, and one that we mentioned yesterday. Now we're going to see it explicitly. Ella zesim va'anavim bilvad. Except for when it comes to olives and grapes. Those can be turned into oil and wine respectively, that it would not be a problem of ruining the truma, because that really is what olives and grapes are often intended for. They're often grown for that purpose. They're turned into wine and olive at least as much as they're eaten in their natural state, and therefore that would not be considered ruining that fruit at all, and that would be the primary exception. Now we're going to see other halachos in which there are particular implications for the juice of something versus the thing itself. And we're going to see in each case it has the exception when it comes to olives and grapes. Continues the Mishnah, Ein Sofkim Arban. We do not give 40 lashes, meaning to say we do not consider it a biblical violation, Mishum Orla. We'll explain what that means in a second. We do not consider it a biblical violation of the halach of Orla, Ella Hayotzim Min HaZeisim U'Min HaNavim, except regarding olives and grapes. So what are we talking about? During the first 3 years of a tree's existence, you are not allowed to eat from its fruit. In the fourth year, you're allowed to take those fruits and eat in Yerushalayim, just like Ma'aser Sheni. And then the fifth year, you're allowed to eat it regularly. But in the first 3 years, you are not allowed to eat from those fruits. Would be a violation of Orla. The Mishnah is talking about what happens when you have the juice of Orla. You have an apple from the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat that apple, but let's say you turn that apple into juice. Says the Mishnah, Ein Sofkim Arban Mishum Orla. You would not violate the Torah prohibition, at least from the Torah's perspective. You would not violate the Torah prohibition of Orla when it was changed into this apple juice, except El Al Yotzim Min HaZeisim U'Min HaNavim, except for when olives are turned to oil or grapes are turned to wine, then you would violate the halachas of Orla if you turn, let's say, a grape of the second year into wine and you drank that wine, then you would violate Orla because, again, oil and wine are really the same thing as olives and grapes because the transformation into those liquids is really just like eating the thing itself. The Ein Mivin Bikurim Mashkim, when you bring the first fruits, every year you have to bring your first fruits, you are not allowed to do so in a liquid form. You can't turn it into apple juice. You have to bring the apples themselves. Ella, Hayotze Min HaZeisim U'Min HaNavim, except for oil and wine. That you would be allowed to bring as Bikurim, because again, the olives is just like oil and the grapes is just like wine, because they really are made for that purpose, often to be turned into that. The Ein Metame Mishum Mashkim, and when it comes to things that are susceptible to become tame, impure, and by the way, when it comes to preparing something, making something else susceptible to becoming impure, it needs to come in contact with seven liquids. When it comes to liquids, only the seven liquids can be mekabel tuma or make something else mekabel tuma, make something else susceptible to becoming tame. We learned this yesterday. And of the seven liquids, none of them are the typical fruit juices, and therefore regular fruit juice would not make something tame. Or become tame. Ella hayotzim min hazeisim min hanavim, except for oil and wine. Again, those are, take a look at what we posted yesterday, of the seven liquids, two of them are oil and wine. So that's the exception there again. And finally, the Ein Makrib Mal Gam HaMizbeach, we don't find that we bring any of the fruit juices on the Mizbeach to accompany, meaning on the altar, to accompany sacrifices, Ella hayotzim min hazeisim min hanavim, except for that which the extracts, meaning oil or wine. We find those are often brought with karbanos. Oil is brought with karban mincha, wine is always brought on libations on the altar, on the Mizbeach, and therefore that's again another distinction between general fruit juice, which is never brought with sacrifices, and oil and wine, which often is. That is Mishnah Gimel. Continues Mishnah Dalet, Uktze Te'enim, when it comes to the stems of figs, ugrogros, or dried figs, ukalisim, vachalisim, which is another type of fig, vecharuvim, or carib, shel truma. In all of these cases, the fig or the carib is truma. what is the status of the stem itself? Asurim lezarim. A non-Kohen is not allowed to consume those stems, meaning that the stem has the status of truma, which is not what we would think. Generally, things that are inedible are not considered truma. They do not have the status of truma. And that's usually true. The stems of most fruits would not be considered truma. But in this case, it seems that sometimes there are two ways to understand it. Either the stem that's very close to the fruit itself, sometimes it's very soft and people would eat it, or they would consume it together with the fig or with the carob. Or when you pull out the stem, sometimes we've seen this, when you pull out the stem, something, a little bit of the fruit comes along with it. So that's considered all, really the stem and the fruit for these fruits, especially the stem very close to the fruit itself, would have the status of truma as well, because it's often consumed together with the fruit. Even though that really seems to be the exception here and not the rule. Generally, if it's inedible, it would not have the status of truma. That is Mishnah Dalet. We'll continue with Mishnah Hey tomorrow.